I'm Doug Oster from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for the Allegheny Front, here with our organic gardener, Jessica Walliser. And Jess, water gardens and ponds have become very popular. What do you think the attraction is?
I think the attraction is really multifold. The sound of water in a garden is very calming. Plants and water go hand in hand. They're also very attractive to wildlife and insect species, animal species. And I think it lends a very natural feel to a garden. And so a lot of people are putting and have put water features into their landscape.
But there's a downside. Some of these plants are escaping, right?
Yeah, and not just plants, but also some of the aquatic animal species that people are introducing to their water features are really becoming problematic. And they've kind of escaped out into Pennsylvania waterways, and this is causing a big problem. So we want to kind of educate people when they're putting in a water feature or they're adding plants to an existing water feature that they really should pay a little bit of attention to the species going in it.
So first off, how are they escaping?
Well, that's a thing. So a couple different ways that they can escape. Number one is if you live in an area that's prone to flooding, sometimes water features will get flooded, they'll overflow, and then those plant species can kind of go out. And if you live near a stream or a pond, then they'll escape into the waterways.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up. I was covering just a minor flooding incident for the Post-Gazette, and a miniature golf place, all their ponds were just basically overfilled and going into the road, and the guy that was cleaning up, he actually caught a couple of the fish. But some of those things, fish, snails, those can get out too in the same manner.
Yeah, absolutely can. And in addition to them moving via flooding, they can also move via improper disposal. So a lot of people, when they are tired of their water feature or they're changing their garden, they'll get rid of it. Or if the plants are too crowded, they'll kind of take them out of there and they think, oh, I don't want to throw them away, so I'm just going to dump them in the creek down the street. Or I'm just going to, you know, throw them in the woods and then the birds disperse the seeds. Or for whatever reason, they're enabling them to basically escape. So if you have a water feature and the plants are crowded, you need to divide them and move them. You really need to make sure that you dispose of those plants properly, which is burning them or disposing of them in the garbage. You don't want to go ahead and, you know, throw anything into a local waterway because it really could cause problems.
So what are the plants that are becoming invasive and why is this such a big deal?
There's actually quite a few plants that have been introduced either to gardens or to water gardens that have escaped and have taken over a lot of our waterways. Things like water lettuce, yellow flag iris, yellow floating hearts, and even animals like zebra mussels and Chinese mystery snails. They've all kind of escaped cultivation and they're really causing a lot of problems. And these problems are essentially that they're outcompeting many native species. They're displacing them. So we have to really watch them.
So first off, let's say I have a water garden and I've got some of these things in there. What can I do to keep them where they're at?
Right. Well, you need to either make sure that they stay contained. And if they do crowd again, make sure that you dispose of them properly. If you are in a floodplain and you're prone to that, these are not the plants that you want to have in your water feature. You want to choose some native alternatives.
All right, let's talk about those. What can we put in there that isn't a problem?
There's so many wonderful native water plants that are excellent backyard companions for any water feature that you have in the backyard. Things like American lotus. And there's Asian lotus species, but you want to look specifically for the American lotus species. Splatter dock, any of the rushes or sedges that are native to our part of the country would be a good choice. Water lilies. There's some beautiful, absolutely beautiful water lilies.
So a pretty water lily, just like we see, you know, at a fancy conservatory.
Yeah, well,
or
again,
something.
Some of those might be from other continents, but there are some Native American species that are absolutely beautiful. It's a submerged plant that floats. So the base of it is submerged under 2 to 3 feet of water, and then the top leaves obviously float on the surface. Arrowhead is another one of my favorites. Pickerel weed, which has a yellow kind of conical flower, is very nice as well. So we've got lots of great native choices. In a good quality nursery that specializes in water plants, and there's a bunch of aquatic nurseries in western Pennsylvania, they will be able to kind of help you distinguish which one of those plants have potential to become invasive and which ones don't. And that's something you really should be paying attention to.
Well, what if you're interested in putting in a new water feature? What should you look at?
I think the first thing you really should look at is whether or not you have the time and energy to take care of it, because a lot of artificial water features do require quite a bit of attention. And I know when we had one at our place, you know, it grew a lot of algae and it required a lot of maintenance and we had to feed the fish. And so it became more work than I was willing to put into.
Note that it used to be at your
right,
house.
Right. It is no longer at our house. We did eventually give up on it and get rid of it because it was an awful lot of work. So, you know, siting is very, very important with it. Circulation is incredibly important. You have to have that water moving. You don't ever want stagnant water sitting around. For many reasons.
Would you say when you're putting in a pond or water feature like that, should you use a pro to help you?
I would definitely suggest that. Definitely. Because if it's done wrong, you know, they're lined with heavy gauge liners. But if it's done wrong and you know, put the wrong backing material and you've got a cut in the liner and then you're dealing with that for many, many years to come.
And
so
we've both seen really bad ones.
Yeah, kind of like the one that was in my backyard.
Water gardens can be a beautiful addition to the landscape. Just be sure you do it the right way. I'm Doug Oster.
And Jessica Walliser.
For the Allegheny Front.